Welcome to the VendingMarketWatch.com podcast. I'm the editor, Emily Reformat, and today we're going to be hearing from Jeff Smith, CEO of All Star Services, a family-owned full-line vending company servicing southeastern Michigan. Jeff's commitment to the industry has not just helped him have a successful business for more than 30 years, but has led him to become chair-elect of NAMA's Board of Directors, and he's a regular fly-in participant, which is what we'll be talking about today. Jeff will be sharing how NAMA is preparing for the fly-in, including setting up speakers relevant to operators in addition to meetings with representatives. He calls the 2018 fly-in an unprecedented event. Let's find out why. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for being with us on VendingMarketWatch.com today. I know the fly-in is coming up. Are you hard at work preparing for that?
Yes, Emily, we are. We're working very hard as an industry to encourage as much participation as we can and get as many of our members to attend as completely possible. I think that this is a moment that we have to all get together and collaborate on the same goals and direction, which I think is very important to our industry, and especially when it comes to advocacy. This is our fourth fly-in, and we've got a lot going on at this one completely, and it is a lot of different things going on from the past. We have a new video that we're going to share with colleagues from the federal agency on health and wellness organizations. We have an invitation-only event at the National Press Club on Tuesday. So this event itself, I think, is unprecedented. It's going to be a great time to attend for everybody.
It sounds amazing. Are there any special regulations or acts that NAMA is focusing on in 2018 that are really going to affect the industry?
Well, the things we're looking at, obviously calorie disclosure has been a big issue for us. We've been working towards that for 8 years now. We've got a speaker from the she's the senior advisor for nutrition policy at the FDA's Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. Her name is Dr. Robin McKinnon. She's going to be speaking with us at the event to share all the latest development and take some questions and answers from our members. So that should be very good. And we are continuing to move forward with that issue itself will be one of the key subjects that we're going to be raising when we're up on the Hill during the discussions.
Excellent. Excellent. Any other focuses this year on small business or other concerns that this administration has?
Well, the biggest event, I think, has to do with our voice on the Hill. To be heard. And this is the fourth one now, the fourth fly-in we've had. And I think everyone coming together for this thing is big and requires all of us to work together for the same benefit. And the thing that's always amazed me the most is this is a time where we completely break down competitive barriers between one another, be it operators, manufacturers, distributors, or brokers, and come together for the same cause. We had something kind of similar in Michigan years ago where we were taxed on soft drinks for vending machines, but convenience stores were not. And we worked together on the same cause, the same direction, and we were able to turn that. So today we are not taxed. We are on the fair ground, the same as convenience stores.
Well, excellent. I mean, you make a really good point there in breaking down those barriers. Now, you did mention continued presence. What is it about the fly-in? Why isn't it just a one-and-done? Why is it so important that operators continue to come back every year?
Well, I think if we're not present at this and have a voice on the Hill, Emily, I think that the decisions are being made for us. And as the administration goes on, advocacy is a key issue. It affects all of us more directly than indirectly, because if you have tax dollars and that are being paid, then we need to address that. Right now, with the movement on micro markets, that's been a key issue this past year in states all across the country, and we're having to address that everywhere right now. And I think everybody having the voice on the Hill will certainly help that matter move forward.
Well, terrific. It definitely sounds like an exciting event and one worth attending. Thank you so much for being with us, Jeff.
Thank you, Emily.